Former New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's conviction on corruption charges has been overturned on a technicality. On Thursday, a federal appeals court said that the judge's instructions to the jury were erroneous and do not comport with new rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court. Karen DeWitt reports.
The former Assembly Speaker is not the first prominent state lawmaker to see his corruption conviction reversed, even though the judge issuing the decision wrote that the public would find Silver's actions distasteful. Dick Dady, with the reform group Citizens Union, says there's a larger issue here. He says if the state had stricter anti-corruption laws in the first place, it would be easier to convict offenders and discourage wrongdoing.
This has been the problem with Albany for the past 50 years, that laws affecting legislators, whether it's campaign finance reform, whether it's ethics, whether it's redistricting, are not being written in a way that serves the public interest.
Dady believes holding a state constitutional convention is the only meaningful way to achieve new anti-corruption laws. Voters get a chance to decide on that option in the fall. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.